The other day I got into a fight with 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. I tell you, the odds were against me.
Yes, this is a brilliant start to the year.
Love that. There was a split second when I was like, how have they not found that funny? There was a bit of a delay, but we're in. I think that was, yeah, that's a good kickoff.
Well, you've had a long time to think about this, Nate, because it's been quite a while since we've, we've seen each other, but we've been a while since we've done this podcast.
It has been, hasn't it? It's been long. I haven't spoken to you at all, any of you, a single word. I haven't seen you at a pub in Reading. I definitely haven't stayed at either of your houses during that time.
Well, I was about to ask, when was that time you two saw each other? Because Nate and I saw each other on Monday morning. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sounds as sexual as it should.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Matt just gave me a little kiss on the ear. No, he didn't. That's, I stayed in the spare room, everyone. I saw Laza 2 weeks ago in Reading.
In Reading.
He came up.
I came to visit your new hometown.
That's right. And we found a very cool pub, didn't we? The Ale House. Well, I say we found it. We didn't discover it. There were other people there. It was already on the map. It wasn't like we were Sir Francis Drake and we were like, oh, look at this pub.
I hear my name is the Ale House.
And then I hired two bar staff very quickly and then got them working there. And then we had a pint. But that was about 2 weeks ago. It was good fun, wasn't it?
It was so good. It was really nice to shoot the breeze, Nate, with you.
It was great.
We just sad that Meadows wasn't there.
It was sad.
I'm trying to remember what my excuse would have been, but I'm sure I had one, seeing as I wasn't there.
I definitely
came up with something at the time, so.
Whatever it was, I'm sure it was a very compelling reason. Or maybe we just didn't invite you. We might have just been like, let's
No,
just
we definitely this. Did, because I spoke to no, Meadows and he said he couldn't make it because we'd played golf. Meadows and I had played golf just briefly before that. Your favourite topic, Nate. So there was a reason, I just can't remember why it was. But anyway, I know what you really want to hear, Nate. I can hear the tension.
Feel the tension. In the wind.
Could cut it with a knife.
I am going to give you, Nate, a 9.5.
Oh, hello.
That's awesome.
I'm pleased with that.
Very rarely do I laugh almost instantly.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Good. No, I'm pleased. I thought it was going to be a Barretto joke, so... I've also realised in this intro I've called you Laz, Laza, Lawrence, and Barretto, just to keep our listeners happy about the nicknames we give you. And I'm just going to keep doing that, just change cycling through them. It's like whack-a-mole, like which one's going to be next?
Welcome to The Paddock, a podcast featuring stories following Formula One around the world. I'm Lawrence Barretto, F1 correspondent and presenter.
And I'm Chris Medland, F1 correspondent at Racer.
Attention! I'm Nate Saunders, general editor at ESPN.
There was a small part of me, Nate, that it was a new year and you were going to change that, and you haven't, so...
Well, no, I used to say at ease, soldier, and now I say attention.
Okay, so but I was just hoping you were going to ditch that whole... concept.
I'll ditch it as of next week.
He won't.
I'll forget and just do it again. And be like, hey, what do you guys think of the new thing? That's sad, Lawrence. I thought you'd like that. I do it especially for you.
I'd like to thank Nate Saunders for joining us on this podcast today, because he's a man in demand. In fact, he's in such demand that yesterday I had plans with Nate in the evening. And his co-worker, Lawrence Edmondson, and a friend of ours, Thomas Cooney. And ignoring the fact that those plans got scuppered by something that in the United Kingdom we like to call a frozen pitch, Nate was, what's the right term? Roped in? No. Demanded. His presence was demanded.
Yeah.
On the unlapped ESPN podcast at the silly o'clock at night. So he's gone from podding late last night to podding with us today.
Yeah, I'm a pod king at the moment. I was telling you guys, I keep moving my camera around because I'm so in demand. I don't want people to see me from the same angle all the time, you know? It gets a bit stale. You're like, oh, I've seen Nate from this angle before. Switch off. If they're watching it, of course. I've just realized most of them aren't video podcasts. So my plan is a little bit weird. But it turned out okay, didn't it, Meadows? Because we're going to go and do that on Saturday. We're going to go watch Hampton and Richmond play... soccer/football, very, very low level football, but it's near a brewery. And yeah, it should be good fun. I love
like that. That was the selling reasoning. Point. Was it? It's near a brewery.
It's brewery adjacent, so that's good.
I can't tell you who they're playing because I've forgotten. But yeah, they should have played yesterday, and it got cancelled by a frozen pitch in the afternoon. So I made up backup plans to go and watch the mighty Yeovil Town, one level higher, play at Barnet. And I won't lie, I just didn't manage to leave the flat in time, and it was freezing and I couldn't really be bothered. And about half an hour after I would have left, even from London to travel to another part of London, they then called that one off as well because of a frozen pitch.
Ooh. Oh, they were playing in London. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant you would drive down to Yeovil. I was like, dude, that's insane on the Tuesday.
No.
Yeah, the weather was so bad, I assumed most games would be off.
It's just very unfair, really. I'm protesting weather systems right now, seeing as it's the Formula One off season. It's our chance to be normal human beings and go to other events, and they keep cancelling them. And we never have frozen pitches, do we, in Formula One? So sort it out, football.
I mean, we have wet racing tracks that aren't suitable for racing. So isn't that the kind of the equivalent?
Well, we still generally usually get something in, don't we? We find a way. It's very rare. There was Spa, which we will never talk about again. But apart from that, we normally get a wet race in some way, shape or form. So in football, they're just like a few hours before. They're like, you know what? Those plans you had that you're looking forward to? No, cancel them.
And guess refunds. What?
No, well, then they'll be like, here, your ticket's good for the game we rearrange during the Formula One season. So, great.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's never helpful, is it?
Although, well pointed out by Mr. Tom Cooney, who was also devastated yesterday, we now have all of April to go to any football we wish. Because
we do.
What are we meant to do then?
I quite like that.
Be normal, no?
Extra break.
Just like you've been doing for the last few weeks, Medders.
Wouldn't call it normal.
And also get excited again about the Formula One season.
Here's a pitch for you guys.
Oh, hello.
Let's keep two breaks in the season, but you shift the August one down to after the European races. So you basically have one before Europe and then after Europe. So you have the flyaways, break, big long slog in Europe, break, and then the end. We go to Asia, go to America, and then finish in the Middle East. Thoughts? Cliff notes?
I like the idea. I think it'll be nice. That's not an official comment from a former
just jumped in there. Knew what was coming.
But I like the idea. I think that's it. I think that will keep everyone fresh because I feel pretty fresh now. I haven't had a break over the winter. So if you give more breaks across the season for everyone, then actually when you've got a bigger calendar, it's slightly easier. The only trouble is I guess you'd have to try and keep the break in August so that for like family, school holidays, that kind of thing. So you'd maybe have to just juggle things around. But, oh no, Medders is shaking his finger at me.
Oh, wagging the finger.
I've got an idea. We move the school year so that school holidays are later to fit the F1 calendar. I think that's
a great idea.
Why has no one thought of this?
And probably the more easily achievable of the two.
Yeah.
What's more likely, changing the English school calendar or changing the F1 schedule? Probably the school calendar. You know, given the two of them. I mean, one is super simple, the other one not so simple.
I mean, not just the English school calendar. Come on. We'll change all school calendars because obviously, you know, European races around sort of August time, people might want to go to or whatever. I don't know. But we'll mix it up for everybody.
True. What do you guys think of China going off? I wasn't that surprised. And to be honest, now that it's not there, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's probably good. 23 races versus 24. Who cares, really?
All of that's fine. I get that, and it's no issues there. I just don't understand why it was put in the slot it was put in the first place. So that now you've got one race in 5 weeks in Australia, but one race in 5 weeks early in the year, and then five races in 6 weeks to follow it, and from 30th of April, which is the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, so when we start again, there's a 20 race calendar crammed in between the very last day of April and the end of November. That was the full season in 2017, and you're shifting it back by almost 2 months. It makes no sense to me that I thought a better contingency plan should have existed basically on that front.
Well, I'm always surprised at the March start date. You know, especially when you race in the Middle East, you know, a place where you can race in, you know, in some places earlier in the year. That obviously, if you tried racing in Europe in February, it would be a frozen pitch probably most races. But I feel like the start date, you know, there's like a whole few weeks you can probably not, I'm not saying get rid of, because we're enjoying having this January time off, but it's definitely time to play with. Maybe
Hang on. You want to bring the season into February? You want to bring the start of the season into February?
1 week into Feb, yeah.
What are you doing, Nate? No.
I know. What am I doing?
Because then you bring testing into the early part of Feb, and then you bring the car launches into earlier into January.
No. Keep it all the same. That's in the rules. That's got to be within 2 weeks. Testing goes into the race. So you have 4 days of test, 3 days of testing, a day off, then the first race. So it's all done that same week.
Oh, I do like the idea of a shorter gap between testing, because that puts the pressure on, doesn't it? And, which is equal for everybody.
Yeah, because then as well, I think it would add to, like, you know, you have an issue in testing. It's like, oh, shit, this team's really up against it. I quite like that. You know, it's dramatic. And, you know, maybe it hurts the smaller teams. I don't know, in that situation, especially if it's in Bahrain. But a lot of my ideas, I say them out loud, and then I'm like, actually, that's terrible. Terrible idea.
That's all right. That's why we have you on here, because then it gives us stuff to disagree with. But, and it kind of is like that this year, isn't it, with the timing? So, like, testing finishes on the Saturday, and 7 days later, they're running practice in Bahrain. So you don't have long to sort anything then either. I just think, yeah, I'm with Lawrence now. I'm starting to feel rested and kind of looking forward. Like, yeah, okay, I can go again. Whereas there was times, I think, more last year, like the gap was so small, or felt so small, between season end and build up to the next one. And you're just like, come on, we've got another, 22 races or 23 originally planned. Or 22 or 21, yeah.
The way Abu Dhabi finished made everyone feel like that, didn't it? Because it was just like, I don't have to deal with this for like a month. You know, shut me down. I'm not in that place yet. I'm going to go to America next week. I've decided, by the way.
Where are you going, Nate?
On the pod. This is genuine new information. I'm going to do the NFL plan next year because it's expensive. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. for 3 days. I'm going to get the Amtrak up to Philadelphia, spend 2 days there, then get the Amtrak up to Boston and do a day there, and then I'm flying down to New York and then coming home.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Good.
Two things.
Two things.
For everyone who can't see, which is everybody.
That's why I said two, because Meadows put...
Yeah, I keep just gesturing
sign.
Like numbers at people. One is I'm jealous of Philly because I've never done that.
Yeah, not or DC, so, or Boston. I don't know why I singled any of them out. I've not done any of those three cities.
DC. And also secondly, I mean, I imagine you're going to be cold at probably all of those, but they'll be cool.
I mean, it doesn't look as bad as it is in the UK right now. Boston it is, but the first two is not too bad.
I went to DC before Daytona in 2018, I want to say. And it was, or maybe in 2019, and it was freezing, like properly frozen over everything. Like, never got above freezing, but it was gorgeous, really cool. And yeah, you can walk around a lot of stuff. It's a lot of steps, but you can do a lot of walking around the center there.
That's good.
See all the cool stuff, which is right up your Strasse, isn't it?
Absolutely, but, love all that stuff. And then ending in New York, because of course,
yes,
there is a season launch in New York, Red Bull. Which I'm really excited about. I think it's a very cool idea. People who aren't aware, Red Bull are launching their season, announcing a few other things at the is it Seaport? I forget. It's
the Classic Car Club.
Classic Car Club, that's it. At Seaport in Manhattan. And yeah, it's going to be very cool. I think one of the first ones that's ever been done in New York. They've said it's the first season launch in New York. No one can work out if there's been an actual car launch there, because it'll just be a new, you know, their new livery and all that stuff. But that should be great. You're going, aren't you, Mattis?
I am indeed. I am.
Lawrence,
I
was going to ask.
I should hopefully be going. Yep.
Excellent.
Ooh, wow.
We can do a pad hoc in New York with a bagel and a pizza slice, and we get someone. We need someone in the background to be like, "Hey, I'm walking here."
How to offend all of our American listeners by Nate Saunders.
Although, genuinely,
that'd be great if someone could do that, please.
Yeah, you don't even have to be from New York. Just do that.
No. In fact, your best kind of impression of that, if you want to just send it in, we'll just drop it in as if it was live at the time, actually it'll be edited in.
Send us your best "I'm walking here," and we'll just like put them through the episode. It can be like a button we push on Medis's fancy thing he uses.
I'm not flying that all the way across to New York. No. It's a big old
you've had bad luck with that before. Basically every time you fly it, that bag goes missing,
yeah,
or you know, something goes wrong.
I've had a wheels upgrade for the new season. Now I've got a new suitcase.
Ooh.
That I've just pointed to, which is miles off screen, so none of you can see. But yeah, I've gone from grey to blue.
Ooh.
So there you go. Anyone else?
You're not doing like a fancy reveal or anything, no? You're not taking your suitcase to New York to unveil it.
Like a real influencer, Medders. A real influencer would have got that package and then unboxed it and be like, oh, what's this? Oh, cling film. You pull it out and you're like, oh, more cling film. You unwrap it like, oh, it's blue. You pull it out and you're like, oh, it's a suitcase. That's my impression of an unboxing. Influencer unboxing.
I want to see you unbox more stuff now. I like.
I'll happily, if people send me boxes, it'd be anything. Well,
ooh.
Well, hang on.
Not anything. Ooh. In there, yeah. But I'll unbox something, and I will do it live.
Okay, so
can't be. I don't want it to be a severed like human body part, and I don't want it to be.
Oh, God,
surely that goes without saying, though.
Well, you don't know. It's the modern. It's the internet. You know, could be someone listening from the dark web, Lawrence.
Well, Lawrence and I...
I know that's where people don't live on the dark web, just to be...
For future content, Lawrence and I reckon, should send you one box each.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of something, and you have to film the unboxing. You're not allowed to look at it beforehand. When it arrives, you have to film the unboxing.
Deal.
Deal. And we'll play the audio out on a future show. How
exciting.
We'll
film it, put it on the socials as well.
Yeah, obviously.
Nate the Influencer unboxes stuff.
That's so catchy.
It's got to, yeah. Maybe we'll work on the title. I haven't invested in any team kit or season kit because I've invested in a new car, haven't I, chaps?
Oh, so, yes, you have.
Which is also blue. I couldn't unbox that because Zoo just gave it to me out of the box, which is annoying. That's very cool.
But you could drive it out of the showroom, no?
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
You could have done a launch event. It's an actual car. Where was your big glitzy launch event?
And Lawrence is correct. It was in the showroom, and they were like, there's your car. Gave me the keys, showed me the engine, showed me everything in. I was like, yep.
Where the steering wheel was, where the pedals were.
I went around, I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. Wheels are all on, tires are all there. Turn the key, and it did that noise when it starts. And then I drove out of the centre. It was great. There was a big round of applause. There were some people weeping. I think it was something else was going on the other end of the building. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, like maybe I should have made it a launch event. A season launch, not a car launch. Season and car launch. New kit, new livery, and team gear for me. My hoodie, which is not actually new.
Good work. Well, what's new from Mr. Barretto then? Like, because this is clearly the episode of new things.
I haven't got a new suitcase. I haven't got a new car.
What have you been doing in the off-season?
Yeah.
I haven't actually got any pre-season upgrades yet. I haven't thought about my footwear.
What?
No,
I'm not buying that. You haven't thought about your footwear you haven't done anything about it.
Okay, sorry. Fine. You've got me there. I've had some initial creative sessions talking about the footwear for this year. And because I'm going keen to push sustainability, I'm going to have fewer new shoes this year.
Like one pair fewer.
So, well, it's undefined, but it will be fewer than last year.
Wow.
So that is the plan. But I've got some cool designs planned. I'm also going to have some cool wedding shoes for bespoke wedding shoes done. So yeah, I've got a few things that are
it's
in the development
married,
stages, should we say.
There's never been a better representation of the hard times we live in at the moment. The difficult time, the squeeze on people, than Lawrence Barretto has cut back on his shoe collection. That to me, we had over in the UK, we had Kwarteng tanking the pound, yeah. House prices going crazy, mortgage rates going up. None of that scared me as much as that. Lawrence Barretto admitting he'll have fewer shoes. Don't know how many. He doesn't want to cause panic in the market by giving a number.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know,
but
the stock market would react badly if he said the number. But you know, there's speculation. The number would ease off. There's
that uncertainty, though. That uncertainty has
the markets
created
don't
issues.
Like uncertainty.
No, they
so,
don't.
So Lawrence is playing a dangerous game with just admitting it. Just admitting it. So we'll have to see what the outcome is, but it's a bold strategy.
Do you think I should continue with this? Do you think I should continue with my shoe thing, or should I just...
Why do I feel like we're entering into a debate between yourself and your fiancé right now? We are not going there.
Yeah.
You're Lawrence, on your own,
you,
mate.
Lawrence, can you blink twice if you're under duress right now?
Oh God, cool someone.
He blinked.
No, I didn't.
But I mean, if let's just say hypothetically, let's say you got rid of the shoe thing, what would you replace it with? What would your new gimmick be?
I don't know. This is where I was hoping you guys could come in and help me.
Well, we can definitely do that. We can think of something new, but we also have to watch a clock here because you have a meeting that you're meant to go to in like 60 seconds. And if anyone can't tell, January is a quiet time in Formula One, seeing as we've not really spoken about anything Formula One related. Like James Vowles, for example, getting a job, where I saw a very funny tweet from, I think it was for F1's Sake podcast, that said Williams is now going to be renamed like Williams because it's now got more vowels. And it was all the different vowels. I liked it. Anything else good. Formula One related anyone wants to say before Lawrence has to leave us? Just to make it a Formula One podcast?
Well, that we're almost... Well, I'm excited that we're almost at launch season. That was the reminder that I've got a meeting. I don't know if you heard that off mic.
I did, I heard it.
But there was a reminder that I've got a meeting.
It was actually my reminder as well, going off that I've got to do my hand exercises, having broken my hand before Christmas.
We haven't even talked about Meadows' hand injury. There's so much we haven't talked about, but that's good news, right? Because we can keep it until the next episode.
More content for next time.
Exactly.
I don't have any alerts going off here, so I might just stay on the call until the next show.
Well, if you keep talking, then Lawrence can't do the outro, and then it won't be able to end.
Sorry, Lawrence, go. Go. I don't want to get you fired.
Oh, well, that's always nice to hear, Nate. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. My word. thanks, guys. It's been cool catching up
again.
Were
you sincere, Nate, or are you trying to...
I don't know. I don't really know what's happening here.
I don't either.
Sure. It's been good catching up again.
Can you really not see that we're just trying to delay you further?
Maybe I should just do this outro by just saying, just ignore what you're saying and just go, look, I'm cracking on, so thanks very much. Thanks everyone
like Gary
listening
Lineker
as well.
And BBC yesterday.
And thank you for following us on our social channels at The Padhoc. You can read Nate's work on ESPN.com, Menace's work on Racer.com, my work on F1.com, and we'll do this again very, very soon. There we go. Got there.
Bye.
What are you still doing here, Barreto? Get out.